The Secretary General says that in conversations with regional leaders in the Middle East, he found two schools of thought on Iraq.
There are many leaders who feel that the Americans should stay until the situation improves, and that having created the problem, they cannot walk away. Then you have another school of thought, particularly in Iran, that believe that the presence of the U.S. is a problem and that the U.S. should leave.
But he said regardless of which outcome the leaders favored, most agreed the enterprise has been harmful to them.
Honestly, most of the leaders I spoke to felt the invasion of Iraq and its aftermath has been a real disaster for them. They believe it has destabilized the region.
In an hour-long question-and-answer session with reporters, Mr. Annan declined to give his own thoughts on whether it is time for a U.S. withdrawal from Iraq. He said the issue poses a dilemma for American policymakers.
In a way, U.S. has found itself in a position where it cannot stay and it cannot leave. And if it has to leave, the timing has to be optimum, and it has to be arranged in such a way that it does not lead to even greater disruption or violence in the region.
Mr. Annan also faced a barrage of questions about the status of talks on Iran's suspect nuclear program. He spoke hopefully about the outcome of talks between European Union Foreign Policy Chief Javier Solana and Iranian negotiator Ali Larijani, and said he believes he has detected a slight change in Iran's rejection of calls to suspend uranium enrichment.
I do know there is a slight shift. I wouldn't say it's a major shift, slight shift in the sense that they are now saying that let's negotiate. Suspension will be on the agenda and may be possible during the negotiations. Not that it's outright rejection.
Mr. Annan said he is urging Iranian leaders to be more forthcoming about their nuclear program, while asking the Security Council to be more patient.
So I think it's a question of really a bit more confidence being developed and each focusing on the issue at hand and what it takes to settle it without artificial deadlines that you have to do it at this time or else. I think that leads to further complications.
Mr. Annan said the futures of Iran and Iraq will be among the main topics he will discuss with leaders visiting UN headquarters next week for the opening of the annual General Assembly debate. President Bush will address the Assembly Tuesday, along with a host of other leaders, including French President Jacques Chirac and Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. Leaders from other hotspots in the Middle East, such as Lebanon and Iraq, will speak later in the week. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, the United Nations.